Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. The California Assembly Committee on Public Safety blocked unanimously passed Senate Bill 14 that would have increased the criminality of human trafficking from a misdemeanor to a felony. The backlash against them for this lack of action on their part encouraged them to reconsider. So it does work when you speak up, folks. Tranny Mulvaney, he is safe in Peru, and I was sure you wanted to know. And he informs us, as if we care, that he now likes girls. Okay. The loss of manhood in America is a strategic attack on this country. Trannies in the army are just great Miley, or Millie, who conspired to graduate a sex pervert from West Point, by the way. And then that bizarre freak show who calls itself Rachel Levine. They're all compromising our defenses while the storm clouds of war are gathering. Speaking of which, Biden has called up military reserve for deployment to Europe. You know, Bush had one read my lips moment. Remember that? Biden has had, I've lost count. In fact, still counting. Read my lips moments. Hey, clown president. The American people are not going to follow you into war. We can't even follow you on a walk or figure out what you're trying to say when you talk half the time. I mean, it's happening just like I said. They are beginning to admit the vaccines are killing people. But wait till you get what's coming out about the vaccine experiment. This is nothing short of crimes against humanity. Wait for it. Okay, my dear friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The California Senate passed Senate Bill 14, which returns human trafficking to a felony offense in California. That's right. It's not a felony. And yeah, that's right. It used to be a felony in California, but it was reduced to a misdemeanor. And this happened in 2014 with Proposition 47 and 57, particularly 47, with the aggressive support of San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon, now the infamous and, in my opinion, totally morally bankrupt and corrupt George Soros-supported and lackey Los Angeles DA. So that George, along with a former San Diego police chief, worked to get Proposition 47 passed in California so that rape of an unconscious victim and child trafficking were reclassified as nonviolent and reduced to a misdemeanor. Now, I remember this proposition, and I remember fighting against it. I remember having to tell my Christian friends that it was nothing but pure evil, and that they didn't get it, they didn't see it. Because most people just listen to the tripe they hear on the mainstream media outlets, and they don't bother reading and looking into it for themselves. That's becoming less true now than it was then, but then... And, of course, I was paying attention to how they presented this to the California voter. First, they hid the serpent's rattler buried under a bunch of yapping about excessive penalties for shoplifting. They kept the attention there, you know, and crowded jails filled with nonviolent offenders. They kept pushing that out there. And in that little pamphlet you received, they offered a summary of the bill that was downright deceitful. I caught it and spoke against it in my pulpit. You can read it right here. The liars present the summary in a way that totally sidesteps the fact that when you read the proposition, it provided for the reduction of the criminal act of human trafficking from a felony to a misdemeanor. Now, when it comes to how this particular proposition touched on the issue of rape and child prostitution, child trafficking, and molestation, they did not tell the voter. This proposition reduces these crimes from being charged as felonies to being mere misdemeanors, or from being classified as violent crimes to nonviolent crimes. Instead, listen to how they worded this part of the summary. They made it sound like they were getting tougher on rape and molestation or child prostitution. Quote, allows felony sentence for these offenses if person has previous conviction for crimes such as rape, murder, or child molestation, or is registered sex offender, end quote. In other words, the only thing they told us about what this proposition does with regard to these things is that if there is any of this in the background of somebody who robbed a bank or robbed a store, then it would increase or enhance that crime. They didn't tell us what it did to this crime, it's these crimes themselves. You see what they do? Here's the full text of the proposition, by the way, in my notes. Most voters depend on the summaries to give them an honest reflection of the proposition. They don't read through all that stuff. In this case, George Soros funded then San Francisco attorney, took full advantage of that fact, and he ran a crooked campaign deceiving the voters in California. Look, I'm telling you, friend, these people are going to burn in hell for what they have done to the children of this state. To Keep California Safe campaign is working to reverse this. Look into that group. I haven't had a chance to, but we might want to help them. Anyway, the California Assembly Committee on Public Safety blocked the unanimously passed Senate Bill 14 that would have increased the criminality of human trafficking from a mere misdemeanor back to a felony. This bill, Senate Bill 14, would have provided for a life sentence against these perverts that traffic in child sex. Did you see the pervert in chief pretend to be eating a baby girl? It really, it's troubling, especially in the context of his son's outrageous perverse behavior, reports of him showering with his daughter when she was a kid, his own record of unwelcome fondling of toddlers and young girls. I mean, the guy's a total creeper. And more disturbing, who are the parents that are virtually feeding their children to this guy? Who's okay with this? Now, I'll tell you the sort of people that support Biden. That look the other way when Hunter's perverted behavior is paraded in front of them. It's Biden voters, man. Apparently, that's who these people are. And that's troubling. They're okay with drag queens gyrating in front of children. That's okay with these people? Sending their children to stuff dollars in their Speedos? This really is outrageous, and someone needs to start rebuking these silly, perverted people who are feeding their own souls to Satan and their children to the appetites of perverts. It's unnatural. It's without natural affection. These people, some of them apparently are past feeling. They have no conscience anymore. They have no natural guilt or shame. They've seared their conscience, killed natural protective instincts that a parent would have to protect their children from this kind of thing. And they're turning their children over to the lusts of these perverts. And that's the truth, friend. You might not like hearing it, but that's the truth. I preached a message on this issue that you really ought to listen to, especially all of my WWJD Christians. God bless you. What would Jesus do, crowd? You know, so many today have such a distorted view of who Jesus is, then that is a very unsure guide, let me tell you. You want to know what he said about these people, about what they deserve? To be tethered to a millstone and cast into the sea. That's what you get for offending one of these little ones. He said, and I can't preach the whole message here, but go to our Facebook page, and so long as they'll leave it up, you can hear what the Bible tells us about what Jesus would do. So I tell you what, I'm going to take an excerpt from the Wednesday night pulpit message at Lighthouse Baptist Church. This will be a test. Let's just see how much truth you can handle. Now, I'm just going to lift this straight from my sermon notes. Quote, these ungodly, unnatural perverts without natural affection, with deadened feelings and a broken conscience, and therefore beyond the reach of grace, whom Jesus said would be better off sinking to the bottom of the deep, tied to a millstone, who would be better off cutting off their wicked hands and feet and plucking out their lascivious-filled eye. You see, he said they'd be better off with that than what he has for them. Hurting these little ones is a capital offense in heaven, and he has reserved a place for them in that fire that is not quenched, where the worm that's burned never dies. And that worm is your sin-cursed soul, fella. Someone says, how dare you talk to me that way? And here's my question for you. Am I talking to you? Well, if I am, then hear it again. You hurt these little ones, and here's what Jesus has for you. Unquenchable fire in eternal damnation. I know that disturbs the WWJD crowd, you know, who asks, what would Jesus do? And don't have a clue what Jesus would do because they've long ago forgotten who he is. They cherry pick from the Bible to create this image of Jesus that is a false Jesus. They don't see the dust kicking, table flipping, scribe scolding preacher who said more about hell than heaven, who spent much of his time rebuking the pukes and calling out the self-righteous, once describing the hypocrites like those whose love of darkness corrupts their own conscience from sensitivity to their guilt and shame. It's gone. Who pretend themselves righteous to support open borders, for example, soothing their conscience and the lie that it's all about decreasing racism and refusing to see the truth, that it's all about increasing slavery. That's what it's providing for. It's providing the sex slave inventory for the cartels and at the taxpayers' expense on top of that. So now you know why the milquetoast, panty-waist, sissified little Christianettes don't hang out at the lighthouse. Just a little too much light for them. So that wicked Committee for Public Safety, namely Assemblyman Reginald Jones Sawyer, who's the chair of that committee, Democrat, by the way, Maya Armia Bonta, Democrat, Isaac Bryan, Democrat, Liz Ortega, Democrat, Miguel Santiago, Democrat, Rick Chavez Zur, Democrat, all of these, let the bill die in their committee. They would not even debate the bill. They just refused to vote. Only two members of that committee stood for the children, stood for right, stood for justice and judgment and the proper use of law, which, according to Romans 13, is supposed to be used to execute vengeance against evildoers. And there's no more evildoer than those who would hurt these little ones. Only two in that committee voted to send this bill on for a vote in the assembly. And that's the vice chair, Juan Alanis, Republican, by the way. And then Tom Lackey, Assemblyman Tom Lackey, Republican, by the way. Make of that whatever you will. The backlash against these Democrats for their cowardice and betrayal of the children in this state has encouraged them to reconsider. Now, I, for one, will never forget what they did the day they could have stood up for the children. And like the cowards they are, these pervert, placating, miscreant, good-for-nothing reprobates, Democrats all, refused to provide anything even close to real judgment against these wicked people that hurt the little ones. Go to our Facebook homepage and listen to the Wednesday night message if you have trouble finding it. Well, you can call us and we'll help you get to the message. Hold on through the break, my dear friends. I'll be right back. The Lights On Banquet is scheduled for April 19, 2024. Registration will open in March. But I want you to start praying for this banquet and planning to attend. All our original sponsors are returning. Pat, owner of Pat's Automotive in Santa Maria, will sponsor the God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit. Remember that one? A self-defense weapon, a genuine leather-bound Bible, and one of my books, given to the winner of our drawing. And everyone who attends gets one entry. Then Lou Silva, owner of Have It Wired, also here in Santa Maria, will be preparing the delicious tri-tip meal. And then we have two new sponsors, Sarah Green, physician who owns Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with an office in Nopomo. By the way, Sarah took a stand upholding her oath and dedication to her patients when a lot of doctors and other medical professionals were putting their careers ahead of their patients. She was instrumental in saving over 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. I'm one of them. She has stepped in to sponsor the Lights On Banquet, along with another new sponsor, cooks Bree and Osiel Soto of 805 Cookhouse. Now, of course, the Brain Masseur will be presenting a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. And we'll be doing all the other fun stuff and some new stuff, too. It's going to be an evening you'll not forget. Plan to come, April 19, 2024, the Lights On Banquet. America, you're calling.
Devil Beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the White House, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry, art singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Mercy. I can hear the weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth from all over the town, here from my office. Good night. As usual, I notice it's not coming from the irreligious crowd that's sick of the pathetic, weak, whining, world-loving, sissified churches today. Instead, it's coming from the Christianettes who bought the lie that grace is God's permission to do what they want to do rather than his provision to overcome what and do what he wants them to do. It's always that crowd who thinks grace is ubiquitous, you know, and not something you must go into the throne room to obtain. First, by the way, obtaining mercy so that you can then find grace to help in time of need. You ever read that one? The Bible says Noah found grace. Doesn't say it found him. You were told to go looking for it. You were told where to find it. You were told how to go before God to get it and what you must do before you can get it. You must go boldly. Well, I'll tell you right now, it's the righteous who are bold as a lion. The compromised in their conscience are weak in their hearts and condemned there. You know, the Bible says only if our heart condemns us not, then have we confidence toward God. He compromises your faith. 1 John 3:21. Well, you have to go boldly to the throne of God that we may obtain mercy. And thank God that his mercy endureth forever. And it can be obtained. But only then will you find grace to help in our time of need. And I say this because, friend, we desperately need the help of God's grace today anyway. You'll have to listen to the first segment to appreciate those comments. Let's carry on. Tranny Mulvaney is safe in Peru, he tells us. And oh yeah, he also tells us he likes girls now. Have you noticed that every child predator you ever see looks weak, unmanly, sissified? He looks like Joe Biden. Weak, pathetic, disgusting. And it's always the weak and pathetic and unmanly types that make the most vicious dictators. You ever notice that? Like Hitler. Yeah, I say Hitler was a weak little man. Despots are always weak little men. Like that mama's boy Nero. The loss of manhood in America is a tragedy. But friend, this whole thing is staged in America. And the vast majority of Americans are not buying this. Our enemies have orchestrated this to weaken us for their planned takeover. It is a strategic attack on this country. Trannies in the army are just great Millie, who, by the way, conspired to graduate a sex pervert from West Point, and that bizarre freak show who calls itself Rachel Levine. These are compromising our defenses while the storm clouds of war are gathering. In fact, if you're paying any attention, do pay attention, please. It's like every single thing this administration is doing is calculated to weaken us, to make us unprepared for war, to weaken our military, depleting our ordnance resources, driving the men out, replacing them with these weak men who don't even know the difference between a man and a woman, who are compromised in their soul, so they'll be fitting puppets who are in defiance against nature and nature's God and are therefore easily controlled and manipulated by some dictator. And they will cooperate with orders to kill their own countrymen to preserve their own career. Yeah, kind of like those hospitals and doctors back in the COVID days that went along with the COVID scam. And more on that in a moment. Now, Biden has called up military reserves for deployment to Europe, something Biden solemnly promised he would not do. That would never happen under his command, he promised. Bush one had one read my lips moment. Remember? Biden has had, I've lost count, still counting, hey, clown president, the American people are not going to follow you into war. We can't even follow you on a walk or figure out what you're saying half the time. Commander-in-Chief, are you kidding me? It looks like I only have time to bring out the key points on the new revelations coming out about the vaccines. Let's do that. It's happening just like I said. They are now beginning to admit the vaccines have long been killing and are killing people. It's like that origin of the coronavirus story. At first, we all knew it came from Wuhan. President Trump said so. And then it was, no, 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 no. Now what? Everybody understands it comes. Same thing with these vaccines. We were trying to tell you these things were dangerous long ago. It's all proved now. And this is, they were conducting an experiment on the American people. And it's nothing short of crimes against humanity. And we're going to have to conclude with this. Now, listen, here's a bombshell. It turns out that now we have proof positive these vaccines have been killing people. Doctors Peter McCullough, Harvey Reich, Roger Hodgkinson, and other colleagues searched for all published autopsy reports relating to COVID-19 vaccinations up through May 18, 2023. Out of 325 autopsy cases, they found, quote, a total of 240 deaths, which is 73.9%, were independently adjudicated as directly due to or significantly contributed to by COVID-19 vaccination, end quote. And they've been hiding this. In fact, CDC's been playing some monkey business to hide it. This review was published in The Lancet, and it was, quote, literally flying off the shelf, end quote, until The Lancet suddenly pulled the paper off of its preprint server, saying the conclusions were not supported by the methodology. Oh, really? Well, that's a lie, friend, as Dr. McCullough pointed out. The procedure they used is, quote, standard search methodology, end quote. He pointed out that that we are talking about an autopsy report, friend. I mean, there's not too much to disagree with there. McCullough said people are basically crying out medical censorship by Lancet. They're just in trouble again. And then McCullough continued, and the question is, who called Lancet? Who actually raised objections to this study in order to have Lancet do this overnight, all of a sudden? Probably the same people in the Biden administration who busied themselves calling social tech companies to pressure them to squelch stories that did not favor the Democrat Party line. But wait, it gets even more disturbing. And for those of you who keep up with all this, I know we knew this all along. But let's be glad the rest of the sleepers are beginning to, what they call it, red pill, okay? Wake up to the truth. Quote, the CDC altered data to remove COVID vaccine as cause of death, end quote. Yeah, documentation right here. Think about that. You see, this is a fact the CDC cannot deny. They've been nailed, friend. And that's not all. Those of you who received the jab and followed up dutifully for all your boosters, well, who knows? Maybe you got lucky and you got the placebo every time. The fact is, the vaccines have been killing at an even higher percentage rate than what would appear from the autopsies and an honest reading of the CDC data. Why? Well, because, you see, there's another dirty little secret now that has broken out and come out into the light and into the open. Now, Nancy is a diligent researcher and supporter of the Brain Massage Show. And she, along with other great resources, by the way, and researchers like Linda Sommer. Thank you, Linda. And Dan Swanson. Thank you, my friend. And many others. I shouldn't have started this. I got to go through. I got to remember everybody. And I have to be careful about that. I'm blessed to receive a lot of help from many friends. Anyway, thanks. Nancy sent a report that she put together from Dr. Mercola's page. And that's a great resource, by the way. Dan Swanson makes much use of it. While, quote, while investigating the potential for variations in side effects from one batch of shots to another, these authors made a stunning discovery. 30% of the total doses given that year in this country had zero side effects. Now, that's something that only happens when a placebo is used. Did the regulators know, end quote? Well, I think we know the answer to that, don't we? Now, here's what's weird. You don't conduct a placebo-controlled trial without tracking who got the placebo. And it does not, at least yet, appear they provided for tracking which vial was placebo and which was not, and to whom it was given. If they did, well, it's not yet apparent how. If they didn't, and that seems to be the case, then what were they doing? They weren't using placebo to verify results of their tests. They were using the placebo to do something else. Now, what would that be? Friend, as I've said so often, when a reasonable surmise. Can't make any sense out of what's going on in front of you. Step back a few steps, get the bigger picture, and ask, what does make sense of this? Now, this would be a way of diluting the percentage of persons experiencing an adverse reaction to the vaccine. These doctors Frankensteins have conducted a mass human trial on the entire population of America, and yet they wanted to hide their anticipated adverse reactions. They did this to the whole world, and they did it without our full and informed consent. Now, this is a crime, friend. It's a crime against humanity. Indeed, they pushed this on us, even going past not giving us the opportunity of full and informed consent. They pushed it on us against our consent. Now, I have to close for today. See me live on our live stream, Comforting Counsel for the Present Distress. And if you want to get on the notifications list, go to brainmassage.net. Use the contact form to email me. Let me know you want to be notified when I go live. Or better, subscribe to the Brain Massage. That way, this show is delivered to your inbox on your email address automatically when I post on Friday night. You could click on the subscribe button, complete the two-question form. It's free. And then come on out to the Lighthouse this weekend. I'm beginning to outline action steps we can take to put feet to our prayers towards saving this nation under God. And if you're interested in what you can do, well, come on out. This Sunday, I do have a dear friend and colleague with us, a faithful supporter of the Brain Massage Show, by the way, Pastor Marshall Stevens. He'll be helping us celebrate our 29th anniversary. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You call and let me know you see they're on. Call me by dialing 1-805-314-2114. That's 1-805-314-2114. Or email me. Go to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. The Lights On Banquet is scheduled for April 19, 2024. Registration will open in March. But I want you to start praying for this banquet and planning to attend. All our original sponsors are returning. Pat, owner of Pat's Automotive in Santa Maria, will sponsor the God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit. Remember that one? A self-defense weapon, a genuine leather-bound Bible, and one of my books, given to the winner of our drawing. And everyone who attends gets one entry. Then Lou Silva, owner of Have It Wired, also here in Santa Maria, will be preparing the delicious tri-tip meal. And then we have two new sponsors, Sarah Green, physician who owns Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with an office in Nopomo. By the way, Sarah took a stand upholding her oath and dedication to her patients when a lot of doctors and other medical professionals were putting their careers ahead of their patients. She was instrumental in saving over 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. I'm one of them. She has stepped in to sponsor the Lights On Banquet, along with another new sponsor, cooks Bree and Ociel Soto of 805 Cookhouse. Now, of course, the Brain Masseur will be presenting a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. And we'll be doing all the other fun stuff and some new stuff, too. It's going to be an evening you'll not forget. Plan to come. April 19, 2024. A Lights On Banquet.